10.
We found out we have to stream games to qualify for Twitch.
I'm going
to
turn it up.
So, we are going to get that out of the way for the month right now. Garrett is playing.
Don't worry, guys. There are 42 seconds of this round. So
check this out, everybody. Some hot gameplay.
I didn't know we were that close to the start time.
Right? Eric, some great gameplay. Something.
Yeah, yeah.
What's, you can
yeah,
just pause it, right?
Yeah, you had no idea.
Just tell all your friends pause.
Oh, that's not good. You shouldn't pause the switch.
What happened?
It's a communication error.
Oh,
don't worry, guys.
He's
losing.
Hey, why do you gotta? They don't know that.
You're the worst.
That's
the
advantage here. They can't see.
Educated guess.
Your kill death ratio is all screwed up.
No, yeah, I'm inking so much territory right now, guys. I mean, Splatfest is over, but
okay. 3, 2, 1. Finally over.
All right.
Can we start the podcast now?
Let's get some. We've got some hot gameplay happening here, everybody. This is what we're all about. Can you zoom in on that? Just to get some great gameplay footage.
You lose?
Now, we didn't get to see any gameplay, but
don't film that. We lost.
Don't film that. If you just filmed it, take it back. At least regret it.
Have we started recording it, Eric?
This is how the podcast begins.
Oh.
Yeah, we're
in this
it.
Is how
we're
we start.
We're doing like a real meta episode this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Change up the cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just get that, nip that in the bud right now.
Is it the bud or the butt?
I don't want any bud.
Yeah.
Grow up.
I'm not being funny because I'm not very funny, but the saying is nip it in the bud?
I'm an adult, so I would not say butt.
Okay.
It's like I'm just going to address it right now. We got gigabytes and terabytes of emails saying after last week, I promised I would bring the gold communicator.
Oh,
and then everyone said, yes, please do it. So, I wasn't going to, but I got all the emails saying, please do it. And, Derek made all his little jokes, you can wear that. So I just want to say it could happen to you. Be careful.
Yeah.
Anyone, this is like, our show's like The Walking Dead. Anyone could die at any time.
Yeah. Well, wait, what? Let me tell you, Rocco.
I'm no longer just going to passively listen to these
After I saw
gags.
The fucking Derek bloodbath, I'm going to say, that's cool what you're wearing.
Yep.
And there is... If you detected sarcasm in my voice, that's your perception because I am.
Yep.
I have a question.
Very sincere.
No more passive listening. I'm only aggressive.
Go ahead.
If I had to put my toys away, why does he get to bring his out and have them on the podcast there?
Can you wear yours?
I mean.
Bingo.
Yeah, he.
Can you wear yours?
That's right. Well.
Bingo. Theme song. Wait, don't hit anything. I got it. John, just play the theme song, but over this audio.
Is that a mono speaker? Or is that?
Welcome. This is the most explosive, woo! Most exciting, woo! Most engaging, woo! Podcast ever.
You have to wake up all the people on the East Coast. Or
yep.
It's like 9 o'clock over there.
It's like the morning practically over there.
Yeah.
And so we're waking you up. You're supposed to be cooking breakfast for somebody. So this is like an alarm clock. Woo! Woo!
Get your shit together.
I almost didn't come tonight.
Why?
Because I thought maybe I could...
Sorry, that means it's off.
I bet you're really regretting your decision now, huh, boss?
That means it's off.
I thought maybe I could go to Metallica because they're playing in San Diego right now.
Oh, wow.
And I have never seen them live. And I feel like I owe the seventh grader in me to go see them. But I decided, no, go to work. Do your job.
Yeah.
So I'm here.
Are you going to see him play? Fuel?
I don't want to see
him
play Fuel. Saint Anger, their best album, Saint Anger.
I was given a ticket to it. I had it.
What the hell?
Yeah, I was given a great gift. And when I told my brother, he trembled with such excitement that I said, no. You can have it.
Oh, so he went.
He's there right now.
Dominic's there.
He's there right now. They were in town earlier, too, and I got invited to go, but a conflicting schedule kept me from going, too. It's like, this is weird, though. Metallica has never really rolled through here that I don't remember.
Hey, I mean, I've been a fan since seventh grade.
But, like, everyone's got the opportunity to go, but no one's going.
I know.
Yeah.
They have not come to San Diego since at least then. So.
Wow. That's crazy.
I just put the CD on my way home.
It's not like I never, like, I didn't, you know, I heard Metallica everywhere, you know, especially like we go to your house or whatever back in the day. Sure. But I didn't really ever, I wasn't like a mega fan of them or whatever, but I wanted to go because I just want to see, I'm in this thing now where I want to see all these legend bands before they're gone because I feel like no one's filling their spot.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That big rock star thing is going away.
So anytime, you know, honestly, because honestly, I had intense regrets after Black Sabbath. I didn't go to that.
I had so much fun.
I honestly felt like, you know, and that's another one. I didn't listen my whole life or anything, but great respect for them. And yeah, when I didn't go, I was like, these bands aren't coming back. You know what I mean? So I need to go. So that's why, like, every time McCartney comes, I'll see him because he won't be around forever. You know, and I want to see ELO. I want to see all these other things, you know, because
go back to McCartney.
Yeah.
I feel like I crossed it off the list. I'll save my money for like the next band.
Most of them, I would say that, but being a Beatle. That is my mind.
That was a sick concert.
It was a sick concert. And to me, it wasn't even just like the music he played, which was great. It was like in between the stories he would tell. It's like, this is fucking cool. Like it was all so cool.
That was half the experience. Was him just like shooting the shit. Right. It was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
So that's my exception. Yeah. You know. But anyway.
I mean, he's been doing it for what 60 years now. So I think he's kind of figured it out.
It's all rehearsed. He knows what he's saying.
Totally. I saw him. After I saw him live, I was cleaning the warehouse. I put a live concert on of him, and it was like he was saying the exact same stories in the exact same way.
Oh yeah.
And I get it. Like when we do a panel, there are times we tell a story. It's like we tell a story like four times this month. But,
yeah.
You know.
And it's still, you would think we were just saying it off the cuff.
But
you find a comfort in like, hey, this story hits really good after this video.
Yeah,
so you get into a groove.
Yeah, you guys are just as good as McCartney as Tom.
100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Musically,
we're
not there yet. Musically, we're not there yet. But story-wise, we're on his level.
The banter, you know.
I've seen him a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And sometimes he'll whatever. But the best one, I think, of all of them was that he played in Anaheim. And somehow they got I don't know why they set it up, but they had a direct satellite feed to the people on the space station.
Oh, sick.
And so halfway through the show, he was like, you know, we're going to stop for a minute. You know, we're going to take a bit of a break. We got a live connection to the space station, so why don't we all call in and see what they're doing? And it was like half an hour of the show was just, okay, so what you got up there? I mean, what are you eating? I mean, it was just Paul talking to the space station, and it was the best show I'd ever been, you know? It was them on the big screen.
That's
and so then he was like, okay, so what, you know, well, you're on the space station. What do you want to hear in space? You know, what do you want? You know, I like Lovely Rita. Oh, well, we're going to play it then. All right. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, why? But he just wanted to do it. And I realized at that show what makes him such an engaging performer is that when he talks and he tells stories and he's doing that, he never says I. It's always we. It's, you know, we're going to call the space station. You know, I think we all want to talk to
you.
We want to see what they're doing. It was
together.
All as big as the show was. It felt intimate because he talked like, you know, come with me. Join me. Let's, you know. He started the show with Magical Mystery Tour, and even that is like everyone come aboard, you know, kind of thing. It was really good, you know.
Inclusive.
So anyway,
exactly. When we saw, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, but it was like they started playing 8 days a week.
Yeah,
and like you forgot where you were until it started playing. It's like, I can't believe I'm fucking seeing this.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Now. That's crazy,
and that's why I want to, you know, I'm trying to see anything that's like that.
Totally, and I think Metallica, they're not as old as Paul McCartney.
Sure,
they'll keep going. I know.
Sure,
but. Yeah, they haven't been to San Diego in such a long time.
Yeah, and that just is you know, I wouldn't fly out for them to anywhere or travel very far, but that's why I wanted to go. But Dominic was so excited.
Their new album wasn't terrible. Like, there were some songs like, that's all right.
It was in the spirit.
They were trying to go for, like, the Master of Puppets vibe, I felt.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
So, good on them. Good. You didn't quite nail it, but you tried.
Yeah, it was like, hey, for older guys who probably wouldn't get anywhere near this, you know, A for effort kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But anyway, enough of that crap. Cut the crap.
Cut it.
there, you know, we're going to talk about, this is a controversial subject. We're going to dive right into the controversy. There's going to be some drama. Mm-hmm. There may be a wedge or two.
We're driving a wedge between, I mean, we're talking about team-based sports coming up.
Yeah, and so, you know, everyone watching this, you're going to have to pick a side.
Pick your side.
Listen, Team Mayo or Team Ketchup?
Whoop, whoop.
That was what it came down to on Splatoon 2 this weekend. They had a, what do they call it, Splatfest?
Splatfest, the first Splatfest since the initial game launch. There was like a test fire Splatfest. Which, but this is the first official weekend Splatfest for Splatoon 2.
Which was great because... Yeah. Sean, I don't think you had the first one.
No. Well, I know so, I had it, but I rarely played it.
So okay. Sean had no clue what was going on.
I didn't know. It was this. I was cooking, and Emma and Becca had been playing the game a lot as well. And they brought me the Switch, like, what is happening? And they showed me the lobby. I'm like,
it's like a raid.
I looked at it. I was like, I don't know. Just turn this off. I don't.
We're talking about furries.
I didn't have time to, like, invest in it or my food was going to burn. So it's like, just do something else. I don't know. And then I later went back to it myself to look at it. And I thought, like, I tried to play in the lobby and it wasn't the same setup. And it's like, I don't want to figure this out yet. So I'm just going to, I just turned it off.
It wasn't any way different at all.
Yeah.
It was. Because
it was lit different.
If you didn't pick a side, did you?
I didn't pick a side.
He
no.
didn't register a side. So,
was it all fucked up?
He probably just couldn't participate in the battles.
I couldn't do battles. Like, where are the battles? I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know.
There's like a message board where the couple days before Splatfest starts, you go pick a team.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
They've done like cake and ice cream, dog and cats. This time was mayo and ketchup. And for the first time, I think for the first time, they gave mayo colored ink.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Ketchup colored ink.
So yeah. Like white versus.
It was like jizz and blood. It was.
That's what I thought. I was like, this looks like a normal pack.
It was like a Cronenberg type situation.
This looks like the PAX orgy.
Yeah.
Less Mario Kart.
They really didn't commit to like mayo being white because that would be like too close. So it was like kind of yellowish mayo.
Yeah.
With like glitter in it.
Oh, it's more rotten mayo.
But I chose Team Mayo. I don't know what. You were on Team Mayo, right, Rocco?
I'm going to say, and I'm going to plant the flag and quote me and clip this out and save it. Team Mayo forever. Yeah.
Team Mayo, baby.
Ketchup, please.
Well, I'm too dumb to figure out what was happening, but I would have been Team Ketchup.
I would have been Team Ketchup, too. Right. I don't have to see if I pick Ketchup.
And here's, so it's kind of an upset. Now, Splatoon 1 had these Splatfests, and it's kind of like the driving force to, like, anticipate, like, hey, I'm staying home this Saturday. I'm playing Splatfest. Yeah. And I did that. I played.
Did they announce this happening? Because I didn't know. Oh, did they?
Yes.
So they're playing Splatoon every day.
But hey,
I didn't know what was going
on.
Well,
you're skipping those opening things.
Oh, I skipped that.
But
so
hey, no one knew that, like, this was always happening in Splatoon 1 either, right?
Right.
So,
right,
I mean,
right.
This is just how that game is played. They, like, trickle out the content, they schedule out the levels you can choose.
Right. Things like this are happening all the time.
And this big event thing is, like, kind of a special driving force. But you earn special EXP during that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I maxed out. Yeah.
Fuck!
You get certain items that help you, like, get new slots for your abilities and everything.
Oh, so,
but Team Mayo, Team Ketchup, I played, like, all weekend yesterday. All yesterday.
I played a lot.
I maxed out Mayo Queen. You go, like...
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that part.
You can gain levels, and then all of a sudden it maxes out, and then it's like,
if you participate in one of the events, do you get, like, a mayonnaise shirt or something that you can show off to other players?
You don't get to keep it, but when you register the day or two before, you get your Splatfest t-shirt.
Oh, okay, so it's only for that
Then you can wear it... You have to wear it during Splatfest.
Yeah. And what you do is you level up... Correct me if I'm wrong. You level up that piece.
Yeah.
And then when you turn it in, it's actually like, oh, you leveled this up this far, so you get... This stuff.
You gotta
You get stuff in exchange.
You actually got it before Splatfest is over. You gotta go to a character in the square and scrub all those slots. Then you get the particles to, like...
This sounds cool.
It's the long term of this game is, like, crafting your armor, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, adding abilities that would give you, like, faster speed.
Yeah, I've less seen that. I don't know how you add that stuff yet. I've kind of...
That's where the game gets super deep. But the basic, like, just jump in and dress cute, like, that's how most
Is, like, I have sunglasses and a cool shirt, and that's all I need in this world.
Did you have to craft your mayonnaise or ketchup in this?
Craft your mayonnaise or ketchup?
No.
That's just when you choose a side. But I think a lot of people are pissed. The majority...
Yeah, there's controversy.
The majority of the people chose Team Ketchup,
yeah.
Which I thought, obviously.
Obviously.
But here's the thing. Mayo...
A lot of stupid people.
Mayo team, right, exactly. Yeah. They're dedicated. They sat there like me and played all weekend and won all of their matches. So, like, the ratio of wins was Mayo by a landslide. So even though more people picked, it's not just popularity.
Yeah, they factor in both. Yeah. They factor in what how many votes and how many wins.
How many wins for single player, and then how many wins for, like, team-based players.
So here's where the – I don't know if you know about this. Oh, here's the controversy.
Fuck.
What's that?
Like, 79% of people voted ketchup.
Yeah. Respect.
But wins went to Mayo, and Mayo won. And a lot of people are saying, hold on. A lot of people that played online this weekend that chose Team Ketchup said they were – because every time you'd go into a battle, it'd be whatever you picked versus the other one.
Sometimes.
But a lot of people picked ketchup, and, hey, there's not enough Mayo people to go around.
It was always ketchup.
Ketchup versus ketchup. And so now they're saying Mayo won, but people are like, well, it doesn't seem like the ketchup versus ketchup ones counted. So if those weren't – if those didn't count, then – well, yeah, Mayo would show more wins. Do you know what I mean? It's not fair.
Would it be red? Well, if they're going by color, we'd red and red, and that doesn't make sense. Would they change the colors?
I think they would for the match. Yeah,
yeah. The other colors would go to like green and purple sometimes if you got matched up with Mayo. That happened to me sometimes.
I saw that happen to my brother.
Yeah, and that was a thing that happened in Splatoon 1 as well. It's interesting. I kind of agree with your review last couple weeks on Splatoon 2, how like. They had the chance to fix like really glaring errors, like switching your weapons in between battles, and they didn't.
Let me say though, I am fucking loving this game.
Oh, so
Oh no, it's
really
great.
Like
it's
a lot of fun. I feel like again with the Switch being portable, I am playing it. I played Switch 1 like twice.
Yep.
And this has been like everywhere. It's so
it's on a system I actually want to play.
Yeah.
And, so I play it way more.
And it's been great. The kids love it. Sawyer plays it. Whenever she fucking kills people, I think you just got killed by a 4-year-old. That sucks.
Like, she gets kills?
Yeah, she gets kills.
Does she use a roller?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's what I use too, though. I'm all about the roller.
Yeah, I like the roller too. Yeah,
I got the dual. I got a really powered up dual shot.
And you use that dodge?
And
oh, it's so
I
good.
Scanned. I have old amiibo, like Splatoon amiibos, and oh, those gave me. I got like a. It looks like a Power Rangers helmet, dude.
Whoa.
It looks like a, it's like a silver
that's cool.
helmet, so you can't kill me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, haters.
Yeah. Anyways, this is a lot of fun.
That was like the game this weekend, and my shitty internet prevented me and my girlfriend from playing at the same time.
Oh,
so
cool.
The Switch dock has just basically like made all of my dreams come true. With we would just take turns, like she'd dock hers, play.
Oh, that
10 seconds before her match was over, I'd start my match, fully having time to go customize, change weapons, whatever, and then as she was getting the results, we'd undock hers and slide mine in, and it was just we did that. Back
That's
and forth
sick.
For hours on Saturday.
Yeah, it's so great having the whole dock system is great because I have I bought an extra one for here.
Yeah.
And so I just bring my Switch here and I'll play it on the TV. And my family has one. So like when I go to their house, I can just do that too, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And I just know. But the one thing I considered was like if I lose this thing or get stolen or something like that, like that's. I'm fucked.
So yeah,
Nintendo
that
will sell replacements.
No, they will, but it's like my saves are all in there. Like,
and that's the one thing they need to work on. That is really unfortunate. There is no backup system whatsoever.
No cloud. Yeah.
Your saves are on the system locally, and that's it. They're not on the card. They're not on. You can't upload them. You can't save them to anything else. They're locked to the system.
Wow.
And I don't really understand. Like, is it that hard to add like?
3DS had that.
Yeah.
If my Zelda save got deleted, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would do.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Die.
I would
have to buy a new Switch. That's good.
So that's the one thing. And Nintendo has so many fun things under their belt, but it's just these little structural things in 2017. You know, their online play still feels like it's the first online game they've ever made. And there isn't, like, the cloud is a thing that is on every other system.
Uploading your saves would be huge to, like, your Nintendo account is all tied into the Switch and your friends and everything finally. It's pretty easy to add friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, one last thing about Splatoon.
Yeah.
Why is the song the same every single time? Because they couldn't change that up. Like,
they
like,
remixed them, most of them. Most of the songs in Splatoon
The stages
2,
have different music. It's just when you're running out of time. That
it's that, but also, like, the lobby theme is always, I mean, it's like, it's a lot of the same music,
It's wearing
like,
on you?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like, just change it up a little bit. Like, that's a song.
I don't know. I like it. I like this music from the first one, so I was glad that same stuff was back. Mm. There's like, while it's loading, you can actually manipulate with the analog sticks.
Yeah. Remix and stuff.
Like, yeah.
That was weird.
All kinds of little stuff in there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, enough about that. Yeah. Enough about that game.
That's baby games.
The big gaming news this week, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about it on a previous podcast, and I'm going to be honest, there was a lot of sorrow. A lot of upset people, a lot of frowns. And then finally, the gaming gods smiled upon us. Dead or Alive Extreme 3 got its VR update in the English version. In the English version. So
quenched my thirst.
Yeah, so finally.
I haven't seen you all weekend.
Is that why you're so dehydrated?
That was Summer Lesson.
No, I'm not playing that anymore.
You're done with Summer Lesson?
No.
He's done being a teacher.
Too much educational bullshit. I'm not playing that. Dead or Alive Extreme 3, it's just go to the beach, have a good time, you know, that's it.
And
it's very, yeah, that's it.
You don't have to get
you kind of glaze over like what you guys do at the beach.
Yeah. So the reason you didn't like Summer Lesson is because you get too close to the girls. What's the experience like in
you can
life?
Keep your distance.
Oh, from afar.
You know, I just want to enjoy the beach.
Like the
if she's having fun too, let her do her thing. I'm over here.
Could they
give
you
like you're
binoculars
there?
That you put up like this?
Yeah.
And
no.
That'd be cool.
No. It's not creepy.
Is it just a free download?
Yep.
I have to update my game now.
You have to. Now you have to.
You have
a little
to.
Bit of work. A little bit of work.
It's worth it.
You got to make an account that can connect to the Hong Kong store.
Oh, fuck.
Doesn't take very long. It's easier than you think.
Okay.
You do that on a separate PSN account. You do that. Yeah. And then you download one thing, but that'll work system-wide.
System-wide.
Yep.
This is insane.
I couldn't figure out what Splatfest
was. You have to give your bank information to Hong Kong.
Well that's why it's not for Sean.
I trust Hong Kong.
It took 10 minutes to do this.
Yeah.
Listen, Garrett, if you want to do VR Dead or Alive, just make a brand new PlayStation Hong Kong store account.
Yeah. Takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's easier than you think.
Takes 2 seconds.
2 seconds, then you go back to Zach Island and pull fucking VR.
I
have questions.
And be close to the girls, but not too close.
I have questions for Rocco concerning this.
Okay. I have more questions too.
Okay, good. Okay. So legitimately all you do is you watch them play volleyball?
No, well, it's
Sean, come on, it's more deeper than that.
It's like in between the volleyball and the games, there'll be little cutscenes like, "Hey, I'm going to read a book in my hammock. I'm going to play hula hoop." Isn't hula hoop fun? Like it's just like fun activities.
Yeah. Fun activities.
You're there for those.
In the hula hoop.
You're there for those.
Is that good?
What is this question?
I was curious.
They're
having fun. Move the lower torso.
They're having
like,
fun playing.
That.
I have a technical question.
And you're just there. And they're with you. And it's like, hey, do you like hula hoop? So do I. And that's it. And then you move on. That's
fun. It's just Kasumi likes hula hoop.
So it's just fun.
Are you playing a game?
No.
Okay.
You're just watching it.
They're just there with you. But you can look around. It's like you're at the beach.
Technically, when you're playing with the VR headset.
Team Mayo.
You're getting that VR experience of them, you know, hula hooping, playing on the beach, those little kind of interstitial cutscenes.
Yeah. It's like you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you actually play the mini games with the VR headset on, is that like the
none of that's in VR.
So it's just
the game is not in VR.
So it's just like you load the game and then it goes
it's
VR
just like
mode.
Hanging out with these girls at the beach.
So it's a separate mode in the options.
Do you get to select anything?
Okay.
Like you just say, I like hula hoop. And
It's like, oh, here's a scene, you know, where, you know, she's playing with a pool toy or something.
Because I would love to rock climb with
that.
The VR headset.
Nope.
I would love to be
There's no gameplay.
There's no audience for that.
There's no gameplay.
I have a technical question.
Yeah.
Do you wear your wristwatch deal when you play the game?
Which one?
How's that relevant?
I'm just getting technically. I'm wondering if.
How's that relevant?
I'm wondering if, like, you're weighed down by it or.
Sean, cut the. Out
now,
on
in Super Hot.
Do you wear pants while playing this game?
Cut the irrelevant questions
in
out.
In Super
on
Hot
Tuesday.
VR, you talked about when you're standing still, the enemy stands still.
Yeah.
Can you stand still and the girls keep moving?
Yeah, you're minding your own business.
Okay, so.
You're not, like, doing anything. You're not manipulating anything.
Okay.
Can you get closer if you want to, or do you have to stay from afar?
No, you could walk closer.
You could interrupt
your game. So you're choosing to be far away.
You can press buttons to move around the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, in different locations, you can't walk.
No.
Can you teach
you
them
that? You can hit a button and then you're over
can
here.
Can you help
like
them with their
the
homework?
Battlefront thing, you can choose like being in the X-Wing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of warped.
It's a lot like Battlefront, only not you're on the beach.
You can't put suntan lotion on them.
No. No, you can't. You're not touching anybody. You're not going near anybody.
It's not creepy, Gary. You're not touching anybody.
Yeah, you're not. That's why I couldn't do Summer Lesson. It was like, you know, help me with this. Hold my hand.
I don't want to hold nothing.
No. This is too much.
You're already holding something.
This is too much.
Yeah.
My hands are tied up. Already
occupied.
That's why you can't touch anything.
Yeah. Well,
cut that
like,
out on Tuesday.
Well, it sounds like PSVR is finally worth it.
It's got its killer app. It really feels like you're on vacation and someone went with you.
Tight.
So that's kind of cool.
To be far away and watch them.
You can be closer, but like I'm respectful.
Yeah, he's not a creep.
Yeah.
I just go, you know what? You do your thing. I'm going to sit here and take in the sun.
Get some rays.
You know, from my living room.
Get all vitamin D.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a simulation for you. You get to go to the
pool. You get a break. You know, get a break.
As opposed to a simulation for who else? Of course. You guys aren't listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway. We had y'all wrong. Sorry about that.
Just keep the relevant parts on Tuesday. Yeah, cut out the bullshit.
Yeah, you cut out the bullshit.
Keep the rest.
I can't wait to get home and download this.
Yeah, it's cool.
From Hong Kong.
Well, I got to get in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong business
but then you can get all the other DLC, too.
Oh.
You can get, like, angel devil outfits and stuff. Anyway, all right. You know, everybody had their, took their pot shot. Everybody had their laugh. The itinerary, literally, the next item is Sean's sleeping problem.
Yeah.
So I'm sure this will be great.
That was if we had time.
Everyone laughs at me.
It's at the top of the list.
Let's stop. Okay, so what's going
to jerk off video game story?
What's going to be? Please don't say that. Don't plant that idea in people's heads.
Sorry,
I was just playing the game.
So what's so great about the sleeping problem?
There's nothing great about it. It's just something that happened, and I didn't tell a single person in the world.
You didn't tell thousands.
And then I thought, no.
Let's hear how great this is.
I didn't tell Sawyer, anyone. But then I thought, like, I don't know if it's good for the podcast. I was going to say it for if we are running low on things to talk about. But whatever. Well, here we are.
I guess we are.
You look rested.
No. I have this issue, and I've had it my whole life, where I eat in the middle of the night. Like, I don't realize that I'm eating, and I eat. So, like, back in the old days, I would wake up covered in, like, Pop-Tart wrappers and crumbs.
Yeah, we've heard about that.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah. And not realize that I had eaten.
Yeah, I'm weird, but this
guy. No, but like that is a thing that I do, and I've gotten a little bit better. I don't bring it back to the bed now because Jimmy would wake me up. It's like I fall asleep on the couch now and kind of like eat shit, whatever. Anyways,
wow.
So yesterday, Emma's like, "Hey, can I get a croissant?" I'm like, "Okay, sure, whatever." She goes, "Oh fuck! Oh god, it's covered in bugs and mold." And in that second, I had a, like you know in Zelda, like he has a memory.
It comes
back to me, and it's like. Oh, fuck. I ate one of those last night, but it was pitch black.
No!
I looked at the things, and I was just like, it was like the, because it was like bugs. And mold.
Oh, no!
I was eating it.
Well,
like
I take hours it back
early.
Sean is the gross one.
Thank you for I'm glad we followed it up with that.
The second she said that, I remembered me doing it
hours
earlier.
No!
Fuck. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking maybe this solved my problem. Like, maybe.
Maybe the bugs and the mold canceled out.
I ate bugs and mold. And, like, I felt nauseous the second I found that out. But, like, I felt fine before that. That's just in my head.
Protein, dude.
I guess, but
brush your teeth.
Man. Just start handcuffing yourself. Like,
I guess the croissants.
Did you find a free drink outside, too?
I didn't realize that they were old. I didn't.
Yeah, I'd like to point out, King Haluba in the chat has a very good question. Why did you have bug croissants in the first place?
I don't know. Like, I think what happened was I had two things of croissants. From Costco, but one,
I think
they left it open, and then like for like a couple of days, I didn't realize whatever, and then I went to it in the middle of the night, and it was dark, and I ate it, and fuck, dude. Anyways,
we get fan art of Sean eating bugs?
That's like save it for the Christmas cast.
Yeah, bring those.
It's fucking.
Just go to sleep at the beginning of the Christmas cast, and we'll see what happens.
But like, I didn't say anything to my family when
that
they.
Would be pretty
funny. Hey, Sean, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I didn't say anything because it's like, they're just going to make fun of me. I'll tell my friends.
Your brother has that too, right?
What?
Like
he did that one time with soda. He just drank the whole thing in the middle of the night. And
I wonder if it is a, now bear with me for a second. Some of you people out there, maybe you watched The Leftovers. That was a great TV show. And one of the things they talked about was referred to people as, they called them a lens. Where when someone was around, it would cause other phenomena to happen. Mm-hmm. And people vanished. That's what the show is about. And there's one character where, like, a ton of people vanished around her. And they thought, well, maybe because you're around, shit goes haywire.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know. And I've never eaten in my sleep. I've never had that issue. I've never had to get up and get a snack thing.
Right.
Never had that except one time. And I stayed over at Sean's house.
That's true.
Oh, shit.
And the next morning, a bag of Andy's mints was gone. And I remember waking up going, I ate a fucking ton of those mints.
Yeah.
I didn't even. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
I had chocolate and fucking mint all
That's
over me.
That's my life.
That only happened mint. That time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this might Damn. Be yeah, contagious.
I mean, you guys contagious. Have all shared a room with me. Like, I do that every time we're at yep. a con.
It, yeah, you always get, like, peanut butter jelly sandwiches
yeah,
and cheese.
Yeah, and you'll hear, like, rustling at, like, 3 a.m.
And
when, that,
I would, you know what? We could prove this because I want to know if Luke still does it. Because I can confirm that when you lived at home, and yeah. so did he,
yeah.
I was there late at night. When Luke, no, I wasn't there actually, but you told me about it. When Luke went, help!
Yeah.
And he walked in and he went, and thinking there was an emergency,
right.
he went, can you give me a strawberry soda? and Sean told me the tale of he brought him strawberry soda and just Luke is shirtless in bed going, and I
was
just thought,
like,
wow.
A 2 liter? No, it was a can. He drank the entire oh, can.
In one sip.
In one
and
sip,
then went to sleep.
Burped and fell asleep.
Burped and fell asleep. And I'm just saying. Sean, yeah. it may be a contagious.
But, like, thing. I feel like it's kind of a sleepwalking thing because I don't yeah. remember doing it. But sometimes I remember, like, yeah. oh, I think last night I had yeah. cereal. I think I did.
Well,
that.
You ate bugs. So.
You ate bugs. You drank shit.
I ate bugs. That's my sleeping problem.
Hashtag. Hey, that'll be the new Splatfest this week. Everyone on Twitter, you can email us at podcast@mega64.com or use Twitter hashtag you drank shit or you ate bugs.
Yeah.
Which side are you on?
I'd rather eat bugs, honestly.
Would you rather find a drink on the middle of the road and take a chance or eat a croissant knowing there's bugs in it?
Bugs and mold.
Bugs and mold. And mold. Use Twitter, use the hashtag. And
yeah, we'll, Sean's already advertising the poll. And
that's the next Splatfest. Splatoon has Splatfest. We have, what is it? Factfest.
Hey,
no.
Sean, as someone
Food
who
Fest.
Ate bugs,
Food Fest.
Yeah. Which would you pick?
Well, I would do the bugs, because I didn't even realize it at the moment, so it couldn't be that bad.
Yeah, I guess if you barged it and you didn't
You thought know. It was like...
I thought it was
raisins
a croissant.
In the fucking croissant or something.
Oh. A little bone.
Well, yeah, raisin croissant.
You thought there were extra seeds.
Yeah.
Some free samples got lodged in there.
Some veggie spread here on the
Veggie spread. Oh, man. Anyway, good night. Hey, I want to say thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
I want to give a quick shout out to some of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I want to say, everyone, this last Friday, I lied. Two Fridays ago.
Off to bed start?
Yeah.
That was a lie. It won't happen again. I was just telling everybody else. Cut the sponsors for a second. My favorite news clip, you know, there's always news bloopers online, but then there's ones that have an apology, you know, where like the woman who goes, the fuck are you doing? During the break, I said a word that was not, you know, whatever. They're all insincere bullshit.
Yeah.
My favorite blooper and apology combo is still the guy on Fox News. J-Lo is going back to her hometown, but town members would rather give her a blowjob than a curb job.
A block party,
and then it just cuts to him. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. It won't happen again. Like he's
just
smiling the whole time.
Like
that was so. It won't happen again. But what will happen again is great deals on Mega64.com. So go to shop.mega64.com and get an item or two or three or all of them. And that's right. A couple weeks ago, we put up some stuff.
Yeah.
The tie-dye Psychedelic 64 shirt sold out.
That thing is
dunzo.
Gone.
That's gone. So stay tuned. We'll see, you know, if the demand is there, we'll bring it back. So let us know, obviously, if you want it to come back.
I've gotten some emails already.
Yes. But the other thing that went up is the Neuro shirt, one of our biggest successes ever in the world of shirtdom. And those, there's still some. There's not a lot, but there's still some. So go to shop.mega64.com and get one of those or get any of the wonderful items we provide. Stay tuned because, there, as always, there will be more.
And again, Limited. Fuck Kevin.
Yeah.
Because now this is my problem. And
Kevin is out of town.
I mean.
And he screwed us.
You guys are all ordering, which is great, I guess.
He just disappeared.
But it's just more work for me, so.
Yeah. Right now, Brian is on the camera. He's doing a great job.
Sorry,
and I'm
going to
say a little more animated than Kevin. The camera work.
It's like
just
he knows
more
how to do
peppy.
It a little better. Yeah.
Yeah. So every time Kevin leaves, we see the flaws. And he may come home to nothing. That's right. I could do it to Derek. I could do it to Kevin.
Yeah.
I'd drop off
could
on
do
my
it,
one.
And I could do it to you, and you will be blown away. That was a reference to another viral video. I won't say which. Anyway, if you're watching us on Twitch, check out Twitch. Check it out. Just really poke around. And see
have you go to the archives?
Have you heard of Twitch?
Yeah. But if you have Amazon Prime, it's so easy to subscribe to our channel.
It's a six. They unsubbed you.
It is the beginning of the month. They have unsubbed everybody.
Got a soup if again.
But Twitch, they have a thing called Twitch Prime. If you've got Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch subscription every single month for free. It gives it kicks us some funding, and you get all kinds of stuff. You get all kinds of stuff in the chat. You get ad-free experience. You get all kinds of stuff.
Well, I'm seeing them subscribe.
Every month you can get that. So you should just do it. But again, they reset it every month. So now that it's the beginning, everyone, I want to see you resub on Twitch. Do it and do it wisely. I also want to promote something we haven't talked about in a while. Mm-hmm. Mega 64 Game Days. Our big event we do every year. It's happening again this November 11th and 12th. Day one, we have a day one event. It's a special ticketed event in Anaheim. And then day two, we all go to the Disneyland Resort. This year, we're going to California Adventure. It's going to be great. Go to mega64.com/gamedays for all the info. But tickets to the day one event are still on sale. Those are on sale if you go to our online store. Or again, go to mega64.com/gamedays. Either way, it will work. And you can get some for yourself. We're going to announce the guests that will be joining us, hopefully very soon. And once we do that, it generally sells out.
Yeah.
So just get on it now.
We haven't announced the guests yet. But once we do, that's when the tickets start flying.
Yeah.
So if you're a hardcore and you want to be there, get your ticket now. For sure.
We're still locking some down, you know, because, you know, it's hard to get great guests and actually lock them down to schedule. It takes some work. So there's, you know, a couple we're still working with.
Right.
One of them I think is locked. Mm-hmm. And man, as a fan, I'm so excited to just sit and watch this as a fan.
I'm going
to
say it. Paul McCartney is going to play only temporary.
We were going to wait till Derek.
I got too excited. Okay. I'm sorry.
He's going to show his favorite Mega 64 skits. He's going to go, yo, they got so many skits, you know. You know, the Haunted Wii is really brilliant, you know. I think they really, you know, they got the Wii's talking and I'm haunted and it's the whole thing.
Let's call the space station, see what vids they want to see.
I called NASA, they liked Funny Factory, you know. I liked it too.
VJ Fact Checkers is my favorite.
Yeah, you know, so.
I knew Richard Creason.
Anyway, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, come to Game Days. We watched. Yeah, our Patreon. I thought we plugged enough. If people want to support us on Patreon, they can.
They know
those packages are coming out later this month. So if you subbed, you get ready.
Yeah,
nice little back to school.
Patreon.com/mega64. Always a great deal. We put up a new friend dimension. Just the other day, we played the Ruby game for our friends at Rooster Teeth.
Nice.
I'm not going to say what happened, but we did not hold back. Just because they're our friends, we didn't go easy.
Mm-mm. You went hard.
Maybe we went harder.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Should the developer have made a Mega 64 game? Find out. Sub on Patreon and find out. Anyway, I wanted to say something Garrett watched this week.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make a quick comment about it. We already talked at length about Twin Peaks. The new Twin Peaks.
That's new season, the season 3.
Yeah.
I keep calling it Rebirth of Twin Peaks.
But there is one episode, if everybody's watching it, the one that everyone has been talking about was the 8th episode.
Episode 8.
And I just wanted to say, it was the most avant-garde of all the episodes. Like, Shows weird in general. That one was next level fucking weird. As in, I've never seen anything air like that on TV.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say specifically, and maybe this won't make sense to everyone who hasn't seen it, those who have, I just wanted to say, personally, I wanted to say to you that episode felt to me like David Lynch went, you know, I'm just tired of writing and directing this shit. I saw this Garrett Hunter fella. I really liked the Fig Revolution. you wanna write one? That's it. Felt to me,
wow.
If Garrett if David Lynch got sick and had Garrett handle an episode.
Whoa.
Episode 8 of the new Twin Peaks.
That's, wow, very high praise.
I mean, Fig Revolution level editing and crazy shit. Right out of nowhere, Nine Inch Nails shows up and plays, and then that's over. And then, like, right?
The music is always at the end of those episodes, typically. Yeah. Which is kind of a cool little featurette within the episodes. Yeah. They put these little band performances at the end.
Yeah.
But this was like 10 minutes into the episode, right up front.
Yeah, it was just fuck
and,
it.
And then
play.
after the Nine Inch Nails performance, it is the rest of the episode. There's no dialogue. There's hardly any dialogue for like 45 minutes.
Crazy
straight.
Shit. Yeah.
And it's abstract. It, to me, felt like he was, you know how he made Inland Empire and it was like too much David Lynch insanity and no one, it was really panned. It didn't do well.
Yeah.
I feel like this is that, maybe that episode, which was like, if you weren't hardcore into this whole thing.
It was a Goodbye Casuals episode.
It would, yeah, it definitely, like, it was like, well, we'll send them off with a cool Nine Inch Nails song, and then they're going to turn this off.
Yeah, that was that, honestly, maybe that symbolically was the goodbye number.
Maybe.
It was like, hey, all right, here's that. See ya. But what I will say, as compared to the, when you're talking about Inland Empire, sometimes David Lynch can go so weird that you don't, there's not even anything to fucking talk about. What I loved about that episode is that there is still a thread.
Yeah.
As abstract as it was, I left it going, wow, there's some shit to fucking talk about. And I really liked it.
There was a thread.
It took me a while to get there.
What they do with, like, audio and video, too. Like, he's sound designer on every episode, David Lynch.
He's
is.
The sole credit for sound designer,
And he really put his pedal to the fucking metal on this one, because it cranks up to some obnoxious, annoying, intense, like, sounds to accompany the visuals, and it does get that underlying thread. I loved it personally. Yeah.
I'd never seen anything air like that.
I'd been so swamped with work, and I kind of got stuck on episode like 6, and I couldn't get past it. But then finally, like, I've been catching back up on stuff now.
Yeah,
and I got myself in the perfect headspace last night to watch it, late night, set up, and just like. I knew I was in for a treat, and God, it really, like, came through for me.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, I'm ready for some more character development in episode 9. Let's get it. But it was cool to see him go off the rails in his own bizarre, but it has the ties to other stuff.
Yes. There's enough of, like I said, enough of a thread that I think that it was actually really interesting.
And I saw on Twitter people, when that episode aired, people were talking about, like, well, I mean, Eraserhead 2 is on fucking TV.
It really was. It's mostly black and white. It goes somewhere that you haven't been in the whole show with characters you've never seen.
Stock footage of stuff too, almost. Yeah. It's like, or like a lot of CG.
Yeah.
That doesn't really look like CG. It looks like stock footage.
It was completely bizarre. But anyway, I was excited to tell you that. If you've seen the Fig Revolution, Garrett's video on YouTube, the Fig Revolution, it's very similar.
I think the Fig videos I made were very inspired maybe by David Lynch, and then I think it comes full circle.
Sure.
I need to make another Fig series.
You need to collaborate.
Inspired by you.
Dude. Well, that you watched this episode, and it's full circle.
Now it's time for Rebirth of Fig.
Yeah, Rebirth of Fig. You want to do a new Fig Revolution video? I'll help you. I'll drop what I'm doing any day now.
Get some local band to play at the end of it.
Oh, that could happen.
After version 4, that'll be the next one.
Okay. Downtown Strutters.
Yeah.
The VZs.
Don't count it out.
Speaking of abstract, bizarre art, I saw John Wick 2.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
Gunkata.
Hey, that movie, I loved that one so much more than the first one. Have you seen both?
No.
Have you seen
only the first one?
Oh, okay. And I dug the first one, but it wasn't life-changing for me. Mm. I was like, yeah, that was cool, movie made by stuntmen. But it was just, you know, you killed my fucking dog. All right, I'm going to kill everybody. Okay, you know, it was fun, you know what I mean? It was whatever. This one did such a great job fleshing out, because you know they say in the first one he's kind of in with this organization.
They don't even say it; they like let you figure that.
Yeah,
shit out.
Yeah. This new one is all the inner workings of these secret organizations, secret society. How does it work? You got to go here. You got to go there. That was so much more interesting
to
me.
They pay for everything in those coins.
Oh, it was so fun. It was so great.
Have you not seen it yet, Garrett?
Not two. Oh, awesome. I haven't seen John Wick 2 yet.
Yeah, it was really, really great. I loved it.
I really liked the movie. There's one specific, like, sequence that I love so much. Is like, I mean, it's nonstop fighting and chases, yeah. but like they cross cut between John Wick fighting like one assassin and like three different assassins, and they keep cross cutting between these fights. You don't know how they're gonna end up. But there's one where they're like fighting through a subway station, but they're still in public and they don't want to be revealed as assassins.
Yeah.
So they're like walking in a crowd, shooting at each other with silencers.
Yeah.
Like
it's
trying
great.
Not to reveal each other. Like it's
so good.
It's a really fun movie.
My brother actually, he was like, "You're watching the movie? Yeah. Can you please wait? There's one part I know you're close to it that I love so much, and I just want to point it out.
Call me.
Because not enough people appreciate this. I was like, okay, I'm watching this right now. He's like, it's right here. And it was that he uses a shotgun on somebody, and it runs out of bullets. So he pins the guy with the shotgun like that while he's loading two more shells. Boom! All right, moves on. It's like, oh man.
That's
and
great.
I was like, what a great touch. That was really good. But anyway, besides just the
unorthodox
kills, it was just a more fascinating
movie.
Yeah,
the world building.
It was so great. And it just made me like, okay, cool. Make one more and be done. Yep. I'm good with that.
All right.
I'd be good for one more. It gave me a taste of that world. It was really cool. So anyway, John Wick 2 was pretty good.
Yeah, that's on my list for sure.
Yeah, anyway. You saw something this
Speaking
week?
Of Keanu Reeves, was in Point Break. I saw Catherine Bigelow's new movie, Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
I didn't even know. She directed Point
Break? Yeah, Catherine Bigelow's career is crazy because she started with all these genre films like Near Dark and Point Break. Then she married James Cameron.
Oh.
And then they split up, and now she's making prestige films again. Detroit is like going to be one of the Oscar front runners.
Yeah.
It's about the 1967 Detroit riots.
Yeah,
apparently
no one knows about
this. I didn't know about this story at all. I know about like 60s civil rights movements, whatever. It's a historical drama that focuses on like one specific night. So it gives context of the riots, and it's a historical drama that turns into a horror film. The main thing of this movie is this hour-long sequence of police brutality, and it is like watching it like it's so tense, and you feel angry. And then you come out of the film miserable.
Oh,
so God. It's 2.5 hours if you want to see it.
Nah.
But like, I liked it. It's
Don't
good.
Get pulled over on the way home.
But yeah, just watching it, like it's fucking, it's angry,
is
it's
John
tense,
Boyega
it's miserable. John Boyega's awesome in it.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, no British accent. I don't know what happened in Detroit.
What?
But John Boyega's in it. The lead bad guy's British. The chick from Game of Thrones, Gilly, she's also British.
Oh yeah,
and they're invading.
Dude, the fucking British invasion is here. Second
wave.
Paul McCartney talking to people in NASA and Anaheim.
Taking over.
We gotta knock that shit off.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Yeah,
if you're not American, get out of my movies.
Yeah. So like watching Detroit, you're watching it and it's like, oh, nothing's changed. And like, I didn't know this case. So it's like, how's this case going to turn out? And it's just,
you know, I don't,
all right.
You know, I don't go to movies to feel good. Like, I like seeing movies that, you know, a lot of range of emotions. But when I know it's going to make me scared, sad, and then like angry, it's like, do I want to do this to myself? Like, you know, I have enough shit going on. I don't want to put myself in that.
So I would still say Point Break is better. So honestly, Point Break is so good.
Like,
Johnny, was it Johnny Utah?
Yep.
Yeah.
What would you say is the most upset you've been during a movie? Not like saddest movie or anything, but most like, I couldn't fucking relax. I was so upset.
I have an answer immediately.
Okay.
Punch Drunk Love. I can't watch
Eric,
the movie again.
Eric, I couldn't finish it. I didn't finish it.
I was white knuckling through that whole movie. Yeah. I didn't have a panic attack.
Yeah. Hey, I got to probably halfway through. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this.
Is that with Adam Sandler?
I've only seen some of it. It was when you lived with like Jonathan and stuff, and they had it on. And
Jonathan watched a movie like every day.
And I was like, turn the shit off. This is fucking annoying. And that was
like,
it. I never saw it.
He's
again.
Like inept in it, right? He's like, ugh. He like can't
he's
talk.
He's not like little Mickey in it.
He's just like a schlub.
He's the good.
Waterboy.
You're thinking a little Mickey.
Some hot quality.
Little
coupons.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
He had tits on his head.
No,
right?
He's just like a little like he has a little boy with like four sisters who all like make fun of him and he just like snaps at the end. But
yeah.
The soundtrack is just like xylophone. It's so fucking discordant.
It's a Paul Thomas Anderson,
right?
Great,
yeah. It's the shortest movie by like an hour.
Oh really?
Wow.
It's like 90 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not now for me. I think to Gravity.
Yeah,
I was like most of that.
Yeah.
And Dunkirk, honestly, I was kind of like that in the IMAX presentation. Mm-hmm. It was so like relentless. But the biggest, most upset moment, like not going for the long run, but just moment, I think ever that I have felt in the theater where I felt like people were gonna like throw shit was when Gone Girl ended. I felt like when that went to credits, It was. It was like, oh my god!
What the fuck?
You know, it just has that ending that's it? not even that I'm unsatisfied as a movie, but
Cuts
just
Night was like
it was just like no, you know, it was just yeah. Did you end up seeing it?
Gone Girl, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, and it just when it ends, I just remember the lights came up. They timed the lights to come up right as the credits hit. And when the lights came up, it was just anger.
I felt the same way when Inception happened. Like that
was
ending.
But that was, but
fun.
You know, that
that's
was
fun though, yeah.
But that, yeah, that was more of a fun.
Everyone's like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, see, it was good spirited.
Sure.
I think there's a YouTube video of that.
Of the Inception thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With, like, audience reaction?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard a louder reaction than that movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh!
Yes. Yeah. What a great ending. Oh. That is such a great ending.
One other detail about Detroit that makes it so tense is, like, the whole film is, like, it's not, like, shaky cam like Jason Bourne or anything, but, like, it's filmed almost like a journalist is on the scene. Oh. The way Catherine Bigelow filmed it is like she would only do like two or three takes, but have like four cameras rolling.
Oh, that's great.
So everything's like in close up. So you're seeing everyone like sweating and like it's just, it's so narrow and intense.
A lot of times it happens, I get nauseous. Like if it's too much, like maybe, I don't know if I've been.
No, I didn't get nauseous because like, again, like it's all long takes. Like it's not cross cutting that much, but it's just still like you feel tense and angry and like my legs are out just like, oh God, oh God, oh God.
I interpreted your question totally different. About like being upset after viewing a movie. Because initially I went to like, yeah, like there's some documentaries that have made me feel fucked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like Dear Zachary.
Like
yeah.
The Cove, I think, after I watched that. Then I was like.
I laughed. I just want to let you know, I laughed.
Cool. That one fucked me up and made me pretty like upset and opened my eyes. And then I can't remember the one, but there's I think like two or three parts. And it's a HBO documentary that Metallica actually lent their music to.
Is it Memphis 3?
Yes.
Those, I felt so fucking bad.
There's two documentaries or three of them now?
There's two separate series. There's one that, I forget what it's called, but yeah, it's about the West Memphis 3, and it's a three-parter, and then there's another documentary that was made more recently that was just one single film.
The three-parter uses Metallica let them use their music.
Yeah, yeah.
These kids are basically just like metalheads in the 80s who get wrongly accused of a fucking murder.
Right.
Because they're just the black-haired metalhead punkers.
They're pinned for a murder of like a little girl when they're completely innocent, and there's all this evidence like contrary to it.
Oh, yeah, and like you watch this documentary, and it's like you see them age in prison, and like they're fucked up like they might have came out a little, you know, odd, but. The prison system fucked them up for life.
The worst thing is
they're fucking innocent.
They're showing all this like archival courtroom footage, and there's one thing. One shitty like bully kid at the high school is giving testimony. Oh, so you're friends with these boys, right? Yeah, I hang out with them, and they wanted to bite me on the tip of my penis, and they said they were gonna burn little girls. Like he is making shit up on the spot, and you're like, fuck are you doing? He's just like, and
the parents of one of the kids that was killed are like. Insane, and the documentary starts to kind of make you think like maybe they had something to do with it. It's this West Memphis 3 documentaries are fucking really good, but they will that for the me bummer, is like makes me and that's like real life shit, I guess, is what makes me angry.
Sure,
in a movie, I'll get tense or whatever, and then I'm like, whoo, that was an awesome ride.
I get really angry like with Wonder Woman, just the fact that that exists.
Pisses me off too.
Oh wait, the all female screening.
Yeah, that's what gets me wrong.
That makes me
that
so
was the
mad.
Worst.
Why not an all men screening of
Emoji Movie?
Emoji Movie.
Yeah,
that I'm afraid to ask.
When's that going to happen? Sony?
I think the best documentary with like the best ending was Jinx or the Jinx or what was that? The guy,
the Robert HBO one. Yeah.
Like it's perfect in the way that like you couldn't write a better ending than what they got. I just feel like that was one where I was like more surprised and like I wasn't really mad. It was just more like a shocking ending. Perfect ending.
I haven't seen Super High Me, I guess.
No, Super Size Me had the best ending. The credits roll, and everyone you watch it with goes, "You want to get McDonald's?"
Yeah, you forget how good McDonald's is.
I've never been in any situation that didn't go that way. I saw Super Size Me. What do you think?
We'll just get fries.
Yeah, it was good. I ate a lot of McDonald's afterwards. It's like
I had not eaten McDonald's for like 10 years before I saw that, and I still to this day eat McDonald's regularly.
Yeah,
because it's like, oh well, I mean, it got me back on the train.
Yeah, it's good. It's good at awareness of quantity.
Sure. Yeah.
Because after that, I was like, shit, man, no one needs that amount of soda. No one needs da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. It was good at that. But in terms of away from McDonald's.
Everyone needs French fries.
No, I want a double-double right now. Yeah. Or not a double-double. Double cheeseburger. McDouble. Big whatever the fuck it's
called. You order Big and Nasty. You'll know it.
Big and Nasty. Give me a Big and Nasty. That's going to be my nickname.
Do you think they love hearing that at the drive-thru every day?
What do you think, real quick, back to movie endings. What movie do you think has the best ending? Can you think of one?
Fight Club.
This movie has the best ending.
I fucking love in movies. It's when the title of the movie comes up at the end.
Hell like, yes.
For example.
We're on the same page.
The Lion King. It's da-da-da-da. Boom.
Perfect.
And it's like, oh, fuck yeah. It's a kid's movie, but that's like,
bookend,
oh, shit.
When you have a bombastic title, bookend the movie or hit it at the end.
Yeah.
Other movie that did that exceptionally well, but actually didn't, I guess wouldn't bookend because they saved the title for the end, Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Silent Guardian. Dark Knight.
End a movie with the title of the movie, I get the chills and I fucking love it.
Children of Men.
Yeah.
That was more of a quiet
that
one.
Was, yeah.
She sails off. It's like, is that it? Title.
Yeah.
Good. That was good.
That's always a cool move.
Wait, did it do that at the end? Does it at the beginning? Mm-hmm. Now I'm confused. Oh, anyway. I thought it did. Anyway.
Just in terms of ending, like, the first time I saw 2001 A Space Odyssey, I didn't really know much about going into it. And just seeing it the last 30 minutes completely go off the rails.
Yes.
And then the final shot of like Star Child, it's like, oh my God.
I laughed. I'm just going to say that now.
That was funny.
I think, great ending. You know, it's tough because I like real definitive endings, but I love, bombastic whatever. But my favorite are ambiguous, you know, like. Mm-hmm. Inception, that
great.
Shit like that, Inception's where good. It lives, it gives you one last thing that, wait, what? No. I don't, now what?
Now
you
what?
Know, like, yeah. I like that.
I really think that Inception could be one of the best endings. Like,
yeah.
Great. The Prestige has a great ending.
Yes, that too.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Except in Dunkirk, everyone's just drinking tea at the end.
Oh,
everything's resolved.
I knew
it.
I haven't seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, enough
that.
Of this British shit.
God,
God damn
this.
It.
Get it out.
Kevin can stay over
yeah,
there.
He's keep like, it.
But
he's, yeah, double agent.
I have to say, one that speaks to my sense of humor versus my love of sci-fi versus a lot of my interests, and you'll laugh at it when you look it up or if you've seen it. But if I had to, if someone was like, all right, show me a great movie ending, I would go to this, even though I'd be laughing.
Yeah.
The ending of the second Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah.
Where Charlton Heston, after he's been shot, goes, bloody bastards. And with his last breath, hits the button that sets off the doomsday bomb.
A nuke or something.
And
right?
You see Planet Earth blow up, and a voice goes, somewhere in one of countless galaxies, an insignificant green satellite is now dead. Credits. That makes me laugh. That is just like the most fuck it ending I've ever seen. And
fuck
even
it.
Though I don't actually think that's
yeah.
good, like, I don't know. Like, man, you fucking committed. Like, I love it. Anyway.
There was a trend in, like, old anime that I really liked where the main character, it happens in Fist of the North Star and I think Ninja Scroll.
Mm.
He doesn't save the girl. She dies, but he defeats the bad guy. Uh-huh. And then credits roll as he sadly walks into the background. Like, like off screen and, like, into the desert.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I fucking love how badass.
Yeah.
How fucking rad.
You know what I think is actually the most underrated if we're talking Kubrick movies, the best ending of any Kubrick movie. Yeah, 2001 has a good ending, but it's a whole stretch of the movie.
Yeah.
It's not just the last second.
Yeah.
The best last moment of any Kubrick movie, Eyes Wide Shut.
I was gonna say that too.
Yeah.
Well, and it's here's the source of all our problems. Were all these sexual thoughts, whether they are a dream or not. Maybe that's you know what I mean. It's like it's this whole argument of it: is it really a dream, or you know what I mean, or is it our thoughts? Are they really like what you know? How far does that go? That's their problem the whole time. But there's something we could do to solve it. What fuck?
Yeah. What do we do now?
Let's.
I hit the genie all the time. That's gonna solve.
That's
all
how you get it.
Fuck.
You get it figured out.
That's the last.
She doesn't know about that.
I just love that. That's the last line of the last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's people who talk like that's a shame. It's not like what else? What else would
well,
like?
Here it is. When that movie came out, I vividly remember it because I wanted to see Nicole Kidman naked, so
it's
I saw
your butt
it.
Like immediately.
Right. And that was me as like a 13-year-old, very excited.
Yeah.
But everyone talks shit on that movie. And I feel like it's come around now that people think it's a classic. Yeah. And people
it's not old enough yet. You know what I mean? Or that's what its problem was.
And some of the imagery and the Illuminati type shit, Bohemian Grove stuff going on in that fucking movie was never put into mainstream media before that. Ever.
Right.
So a lot of people look at it with conspiracy theory eyes going like, what is he trying to fucking tell everyone like on his way
out? And then
out?
He dies before
and then
it comes
he died.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that movie's good.
It is definitely coming around, though. You're starting to see it more and more.
Yeah, people are putting it up there with his other movies, and they were not before.
I remember going to the Kubrick Museum when that was set up in L.A.
Right.
The exhibit, and giant exhibits for every movie, and Eyes Wide Shut got this little corner with just a mask.
Right.
And I remember thinking, they tour that exhibit. And it seems like it's getting a little bigger now. You know what I mean? It's like now we have this and this and this. And it's like, and it just didn't get the respect.
It's so weird how it did get panned. Because I remember I was probably around high school age when that movie was coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was taking like film as lit classes.
Yeah.
We were encouraged. We got extra credit for going to theaters and seeing like new movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the like reviews for that or people just talking about like, oh, it's shameful. This horny old man's last film is just this porno that no one wants in it.
I heard that so much.
And then I remember seeing it and having just learned about, 2001, The Shining, and like getting into Kubrick and watching that and being like, this tells a story and has such deep mystery
and the music and is intrigue. Fucking scary.
Yeah. I fucking love this movie. Man. Who didn't like this?
Yeah.
Like, but it was this Puritan.
Exactly. My parents hated it.
I mean, the late 90s was that whole attitude thing. I mean, there was like WWF, but like there was like Showgirls, all these NC-17 movies. Yeah. I think it was just a thing of just that era. People were like, oh, this is an NC-17 adult film. No. They pushed it away because
why'd the major label guy do a skin flick?
yeah.
But it's interesting. It's coming around. I think that's
shit. So that wraps up the film review.
Yeah, that's it.
So
I didn't
Detroit.
Expect we'd off on that. Yeah, check out Detroit.
Hey, better talk about film discussion. Film is lit. We still have something to continue on.
What?
Do you want to talk about the behind the scenes special you put up?
Oh yeah, we put out a Mega 64 puts out videos.
Sometimes. That's really
sometimes,
what we do.
Sometimes put up.
And
we don't sell shirts or hoodies or anything full time. That's just for fun. Guys.
That's BS.
That's for you. Just
yeah,
as a
that's
treat.
A time waster.
What we need is you to watch the vids, though.
Yeah, the vids. And we put out a great one this week. If you, sorry, I had a burp.
Bro, you should just do it right into the.
Cut that.
Nope.
When we go live, don't show it.
Do we have a off button, Eric?
No.
Anyway, what did we do? Oh, we did a Mario Odyssey video recently. And this week, the long-awaited behind-the-scenes documentary finally came out. You could get, it's our most in-depth to date. You get a sense of what it's like to create a short film, what it's like to create true independent cinema. We kind of go into every aspect of production. We go into the creative mindset and kind of take the journey, so to speak. An odyssey, if you will. Just a little humor
I'm
for
looking forward to it. I gotta check my subscription box.
Yeah, it's great. We had about 2 hours of footage of throwing a hat at a
trash can.
I just want to get this out and say it. All you people talking about my aim or my ability to throw, save it. Because that hat, I'm going to make it clear, that hat is the consistency of a paper towel.
Do we get one?
It has no weight to it.
Grab it.
Whatsoever. So to throw it in the wind is almost impossible. We're lucky.
Oh,
we're lucky
Jared,
that
we
even had it land there at all. So there's people saying should have done this, could have done this. We didn't fucking do it.
Should have taped a penny in there.
We decided to do that shot in the moment
CGI.
On the fly.
And let me also CGI. Tell you that in theory that's an easy shot to get and you should take maybe two times and we'll move on and keep filming. I did not think we were gonna be there for that long. I did not think we'd be screaming at each other and like it was fucking tense for a while.
I hated this video. I hated this behind the scenes video so much.
Why?
It felt like every time we have to go film and then it's like, this is a good day of filming. and then some, and then a roadblock happens, and everyone just gets more tense.
Yeah.
It made me,
and
like,
pissed off.
As I'm watching, I had to, like, get on my phone and, like, walk away from the video.
Yeah.
It was so just...
Imagine being there.
Yeah, imagine being there.
You can't walk away from that.
Can you redeem yourself here for all the commenters and try to put that hat on Eric? He just took his hat off.
Yeah, just took my hat
Maybe
off.
You could aim. Yeah,
all right.
Try another.
It's going to land right on you.
Okay. Ready?
There's no wind in here.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, that was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Now do it 40 more times until we nail it.
That would have been good.
And then we start... When do we start yelling at each other? At 39?
In three more, Sean will go, it's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible.
It's not possible. So check it out.
And it's funny. I was saying even worse shit, but I was like under my breath more because we had a lot of people in the public around us.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah,
so I wanted to say a lot more things, but I was just going, it's not. You can hear me faintly in the background of one of the shots going, it will never land there. It will never land there. Let's do it again. It will never land there. So you can hear it. But anyway.
You don't have a Frisbee in your trunk and you could have put it inside there and... I'm like the commenters now. Jeez.
You're 100% like the commenters now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
And the answer is, we didn't do that, Garrett.
Fuck.
We didn't do it. And you know what? In hindsight, sure, that would have worked just fine. But here we are.
It was an in-the-moment thing, impromptu.
Yeah.
It's always weird when you do a video like that, though, because there was a couple comments on the behind-the-scenes that were like, wow, still filming shit like it's 2005. Yeah.
What do you
like this video, there's
like,
videos that we get real cinematic, and there's ones where you go like, with a couple handheld cameras and have fucking fun, and you put it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
like, there are different
public
types
skits,
of videos.
Public skits.
Can you get a permit?
They're still filmed like they were in 2008.
It wouldn't benefit a public skit to use cranes or a film
fucking
camera.
Props, actors.
Like, it's
yeah.
just like, yeah, there's that type of video, and then there's these other ones. It's really like not.
Now, instead, hire some actors and we film their reactions. Then you don't have to put the black bar. Come on.
Yeah,
get out of 2016.
Still my favorite comment, I think, on a video was, I think it was, God, these guys use the same people in every video. Oh, my God. And I responded. I don't remember. I think I replied. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. This is the worst comment. Something like, I was just like having so much fun just reading that and loving it.
Put some like collab. You could collab with some people and put it in.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to collab. Who should we collab with? Email podcast at mega64.com.
Let us know who you want to
Who should we collab with? Do you want to collab with Jory Grifeca?
No.
You don't, but I do.
What about Flula Borg?
Flula Borg or a Beetleborg? Either way, you
Will
win.
Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Let's. Will Wheaton.
I think we could get what, Will.
Yeah, Geek and Sun-Dried
Geek
Tomatoes.
And what's, oh, yeah, Chris Hardwick. He's not doing
He's
much.
Free now, yeah.
He ended at midnight. By the way, let me just
Good.
Say.
Yeah.
At midnight ended, let me just give you a little bit. I'm going to say what the industry doesn't want to say.
Okay, good.
I'm going to hit him with some Hollywood truth.
He's okay. Woke.
They didn't have... There's three people on each show.
Right.
They didn't have the three Mega 64 guys.
Yeah.
No wonder it was canceled.
No
Enough
fucking
said.
Wonder.
No, oh. Yeah. Oh, how could they cancel it? 600 great episodes. Watched every one of them. How could this get canceled?
We've been on that show like three times.
Yeah.
They're going to get us once?
Exactly. Mega 64 guys weren't on. Oh, pull the plug.
Bullshit.
Weird coincidence.
You know what?
Weird.
Remember there was a Comic-Con panel where someone asked a question on a Mega 64 shirt and
yeah.
he said, I like your shirt?
Chris Hardwick commented, yeah, he liked
he
our shirt.
He liked our fucking shirt. What the fuck?
Where was the at? I would have given him a free shirt if he had us on, too.
Well, now he's free.
Now he's got to pay.
Let's collab with him.
Maybe
we'll
bring him back
shirt.
For one episode just for us.
You know what? Yeah. Just to be nice, Chris Hardwick, you can be on our podcast.
You guys can talk about Walking Dead.
Yeah. We'll talk about Talking Dead. Right. We'll talk you.
Talking,
we'll talk
talking
alive.
Bad, talking Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
Anyways,
how great it is to be alive.
We should be a lot more famous than we are, but.
Yep.
I want to talk about what it was like to work with Adam Pereira.
Kevin Pereira?
Yeah.
No, Adam.
No, Adam.
Sessler.
Sessler. Sandler. That's who I'm thinking of.
Scoring it all. Oh. Anyway. Anyway. Yeah.
This is a dumb Adam Sandler thing, but I say the line, it's poop again. Probably four times a day. Just for random reason.
Every time you change the diaper.
It's funny, or the dog poops, or change the whatever. And Emma says it now, and I realize like, that's from a movie, an Adam Sandler movie, Billy Madison. Like, one day she'll see that. I'm like, oh, that? Oh.
My parents, I don't know why it was a catchphrase in my house, in my family. was they would present something, like if it was to surprise you, like my dad would buy me a comic book and he'd hide it behind something and he would go, cigars! Like, what? Like, why? And it would cigars. Be like, and it would be like, hey, yeah, we're just gonna have broccoli for dinner tonight. Oh man, I hate broccoli. And then we have an In-N-Out bag, cigars! You know.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just thought that was a funny thing he made up. And then I saw Young Frankenstein and he goes, cigars! He has cigars. That's somebody says that. From. And it was like, why that? But that's like my dad's favorite comedy, like ever.
Yeah, and it's like repurposed into a different thing.
How weird.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well. Weird stuff. We got another hour left, so we're going to try to wrap. What?
Sean.
Oh. We don't, but we do have two announcements.
I want to say, come see us. Not here. If you come here, I'll call
Please
the police.
Don't come here.
Nope. Yeah. Someone did that.
Only Craig can come here.
Craig.
We have guns here. We have guns here. You're not going to bring any of your whores.
What's that from? Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we are going to be at two events at the end of the month, beginning of next month.
Count them.
We are coming to, I don't know if I'm like not supposed to say this because it's not on their website.
Say it, break the rules.
Break the rules.
And I don't know why, but Crunchyroll Expo, we're coming to Crunchyroll Expo.
What?
Some of us are.
I love anime.
Coming to Crunchyroll Expo. It's going to be me and Garrett.
Yeah.
Kevin's probably gonna go, but where is he?
Ah,
enough said.
I know.
Kevin
abandoned. He's probably gonna come back talking with that weird accent.
You think he's watching this right now?
No.
I hope not.
I don't think so.
I hope he doesn't.
That's like going to work. Oh, it's like if you're sick from work, but then you like,
hey, can I say something about Kevin? I think he fucking loves us, and I bet he misses us so bad right now that he's probably watching live.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's sitting there crying like a little bitch.
Got him.
Okay, I didn't. You know, you wanted to say it. I said it.
He's probably thinking of how much.
I'm done. Happened. Hey, I cut Derek. I'm about to cut him. Mm. And Kurt Dog is promoting a different event in the chat. He's gone. He's gone.
The Grim Reaper is
gone. No, I'm not talking. Don't ban him from Twitch. I'm going to ban him from life.
The Grim Reaper.
Alex Octopimp is going to be a Crunchyroll.
No. We're the guests.
Oh, sorry.
He's gone.
Oh, wow.
Octopimp is going to be Octocorpse.
Got him.
Unicorpse, just one. Anyway, so I'm done with that. No more BS. Come see us at Crunchyroll Expo and be nice.
Yeah,
not mean.
Do be nice.
We'll have more. Hopefully have more info soon. We're probably doing like panels and hanging out.
I bet we got all kinds of stuff up our sleeve.
So there'll be more info soon.
Dodgeball?
But that's... What?
They got dodgeball at Crunchyroll.
I might host a dodgeball tournament if they don't.
EXPCon has dodgeball every year.
And that's a different event. Don't bring that up.
Is that an anime thing?
And that's
is that
sports.
An anime tradition?
No, that's sports.
No, there's lots of anime about kids playing sports. There's like basketball.
I will not
anime.
Have any. That was. Hey, I'm going to say this right now. I will not attend Crunchyroll Expo if there is a sport.
If you're going to Crunchyroll Expo, bring a red ball to have them sign it.
I will not sign that.
And you can throw it at Rocco.
If you have sports equipment, I will have you escorted out by the.
No sports at anime.
Only big swords.
By Octopimp. Yeah.
Nope.
Big sword.
Octopimp, you will be security and nothing more. I will have him remove you. Goodbye. Thank you. You can bring his sword or whatever he plays with. Anyway, and then we're going to be at PAX in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
PAX West, the original PAX.
PAX Prime.
OG PAX Prime.
Is this going to be our 10th?
This is our 10th one.
Holy shit. Dog.
So the 10th anniversary PAX. There'll be more announcements soon. We're going to be there. I think we have a panel. Now, the schedule hasn't come out. I think our panel is on the Sunday of that weekend.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to get a lot of pissed off emails. I bought a Friday badge! Fuck!
Trade.
Mm-hmm. I think isn't that the one city where scalping is like totally fine?
Crazy.
Right out front.
Outside.
Right outside, you can easily get a ticket for that day.
And
crack. No problem.
You can get crack too.
That's at the 7-Eleven down the way.
And Nirvana memorabilia.
Leftover crack.
Leftover crack.
Yeah. But anyway, I think it's Sunday. I'm pretty sure it's going to be our panel Sunday. But we'll have a booth the whole weekend, so come visit us. We're going to have some cool new stuff there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're really going to enjoy it, I think. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dude,
Seattle Dogs.
We're going to have Seattle Dogs every meal. We're going to have a hot dog.
Starbucks coffee.
So we're going to have an original Starbucks. None of this watered down California
to the Pike
crap.
Street
Subway?
Yep.
The Subway in the convention center.
They got a Subway
a
in the con center.
Too. It's fucking good.
Fuck the crepes. We're not doing crepes.
Real question. Crepes, savory or sweet? Do you have a preference? Because I am 100%,
depends on the day.
100% savory. I'll never go sweet. I will die.
What about dessert?
Savory. A savory crepe. 100%.
Why pick one?
Yeah. Why
like,
not?
One,
like,
one does
that
one
is my
one.
Hill. I'm going to die on. It is a savory crepe.
Tree of death.
If I'm hungry for like a meal, I get the salmon, yeah, like savory with capers and everything.
Yeah.
But if it's after a meal or perhaps just an
even
early
breakfast sometimes, yeah,
I want something sweet.
A sweet one, yeah.
Yeah, you're,
goes either way.
You're hardline.
It's like putting peanut butter on a bagel or jelly on a bagel. Who cares? It's whatever the fuck you want that day.
Yeah,
why?
It's a
why
bagel bite.
Why turn this into teams? Anyway, team mayo all the fucking way.
Yeah,
and if you're ketchup, you're a fucking idiot.
Don't touch each other.
Hey,
what about
on
team mustard? Fuck you.
I like mustard.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
My first thought when they announced Team Mayo versus Team Ketchup is, why the fuck isn't it mustard versus ketchup?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, that is stupid.
It's because of Japanese base. They put, I don't know.
Well, conspiracy, man. Everyone, all these fucking
Aioli conspiracy. It started with Eyes Wide Shut.
All these fucking beard-having, bell-bottom-wearing motherfuckers.
Beard-havers.
Having brunch. Sir, we don't have ketchup.
I wear a fedora.
We have a fucking chipotle garlic chipotle aioli. It's mayonnaise with shit in it.
Yeah, you piece of shit. Fuck you.
Aioli. What are we, French?
Yeah.
Is that where it's from?
Who knows?
Yeah, aioli sounds French.
Fucking
oui, aioli.
You can go fuck off with Kim Jong and Putin. The fucking aioli creators.
Yeah, they're running the government.
Axis of evil, man. Fuck them.
Yeah. Putin's hacking all our restaurants, getting the ketchup out and the aioli in.
You know what?
Or the mustard out. Sorry.
You know what this PAX is also going to be? Huh. It's the 1 year anniversary of me not getting my fucking Twitter hoodie.
Uh-oh.
So.
Get your hat.
Yeah. This, it was a fake the whole time!
Oh! You can't do that.
I know. Good night.
Wait. And I'm going to. Oh, go to Brian's camera.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. This will land on the lens. We're going out.
Oh, just
edit it to look like. Edit it to look like it hit the.
I should have used a magnet. No, fuck this. Good night.